The Roman Carnival's Overture by Hector Berlioz. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that's the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. The conductor there is Charles Dutoit. You know, Berlioz was like the better French chefs. He never threw anything away. The Roman Carnival Overture started out as music from Act Two of an unsuccessful opera that Berlioz composed in 1838. And later repurposed it into the Roman Carnival Overture. Good morning and welcome to the Classics on KPR. Daryl Brogdon, right here for Cordelia Brown. Cordelia's taken the Labor Day weekend off, and I'm glad to be here. Hope you are too. Stick around, because later in the hour, the Oxford Symphony. It's by Franz Joseph Haydn, and it's just ahead. Warm temperatures continue today in the KPR listening area. We'll see a high temperature in the low 90s this afternoon, but good news in the forecast, it's going to be cooler tomorrow, and that starts us off on a bit of a cooling trend. 82 degrees here at KU in Lawrence. Here's music from the Archduke Trio. It's by Beethoven, and we'll hear members of the Beaux-Arts Trio on KPR. The Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio. That's the opening movement from the Piano Trio No. 7, the Archduke Trio by Beethoven, so called because it was dedicated to Archduke Rudolf of Austria in 1811. Welcome to the Classics, Thursday morning here at KPR. Daryl Brogdon in for Cordelia Brown. Glad to have you along, too. And later in this hour, a symphony called the Oxford Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. That's ahead in the next half hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power in residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. It's going to be another warm one today in the 90s, but the good news in our forecast is that tomorrow things start to cool down just a bit. Low 80s expected tomorrow. It's 83 right now here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.com. Work. The time's 9:30. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that's the Fanfare from La Paris. A one-act ballet by Paul Dukas, written in 1912, and played here on KPR by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. 9:32 is our time. I'm Daryl Brogdon, in for Cordelia Brown today. Thank you so much for enjoying the classics on Kansas Public Radio this morning. You know, around here, we enjoy the last night of the proms concerts every year, but we also have the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival, where everybody goes nuts. You'll be standing up and cheering, too, for their Elgar Serenade for Strings, Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone, and the mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. That's all on Classics Live from the Sunflower Music Festival, and that is tonight at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. In 1791, Franz Joseph Haydn was conferred an honorary Doctor of Music degree by Oxford University. And at that ceremony, he conducted his Symphony No. 2, which has since become known as the Oxford Symphony. Here's Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1791, that's the Symphony No. 92, the Oxford Symphony. It's by Franz Joseph Haydn, and we heard Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra here today on KPR. It's a minute and a half before 10 o'clock. We have news at the top of the hour from National Public Radio, and the classics continue in the 10 o'clock hour, too. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by SavvyRest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Sunshine today in the KPR listening area with a chance for showers this afternoon, highs in the low 90s. Showers likely tonight, with also a chance for some thunderstorms late tonight. Tomorrow, cooler temperatures, low 80s. It's 82 right now here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. News just ahead, and the classics continue all day long here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time on The Middle, as the Democrats hold their national convention in Chicago, the tickets are officially set for this November's election. So how do you feel about your choices? Veteran political analysts Candy Crowley and Charlie Sykes will be on the panel. You can call 844-4MIDDLE. That's 844-464-3353 to share your thoughts. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. That's hands-free public radio, folks. Almost 10:01, the news is next, and coming up in the 10 o'clock hour this morning, the Turkish Violin Concerto by Mozart. This was considered real exotic stuff back in Mozart's day. Also, the first of the lovely suites of ancient airs and dances by Ottorino Respighi, inspired by various Renaissance dance music. That's all coming up.
Live from NPR News,
CRC are in children, but the vaccine the U.S. wants to donate and many of the studies were not done in children. They were done in U.S., Europe, in gay and bisexual men.
NPR's Gabrielle Emanuel reporting. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from your part-time controller. U.S.-based staff helping nonprofits with their accounting, from bookkeeping to financial reporting and analysis to CFO services. YPTC.com/NPR. It's 10:04 and Kansas Public Radio. That's a sinfonia by Giuseppe Sammartini. To start the 10 o'clock hour this morning on KPR, we heard Ensemble 415. It's Kansas Public Radio, and welcome to the classics. Hope you're having a great Thursday. It'll be our last warm day for quite a while. Temperature's going to cool off starting tomorrow. Later in the hour, we'll hear one of the suites. In fact, it's the first suite of Ancient Airs and Dances by Ottorino Respighi. That's ahead of us in about 30 minutes this morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. Temps in the 80s this morning. That won't last, however. We'll see a high today of the low 90s. There is a slight chance for some showers this afternoon, but the real rain is expected to come tonight. Here's the fifth violin concerto by Mozart. It's called the Turkish Concerto because Mozart borrowed some music from a Turkish military band, or at least the sound of a Turkish band, which in the time was considered very exotic. Here's the English Chamber Orchestra. Shlomo Mintz is the violinist with Mozart on KPR. That's Mozart on Kansas Public Radio, the Violin Concerto No. 5. Shlomo Mintz is the conductor and the violinist with the English Chamber Orchestra. Still to come, the suite of Ancient Airs and Dances by Adorino Respighi, inspired by Renaissance dance music, and that's ahead in just a couple of minutes. Well, every year about this time, you know, you can hear the Proms concerts on Kansas Public Radio from the BBC in London, and the Proms end every year with a very raucous concert called The Last Night of the Proms. Well, around here we have the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival, which you can hear tonight on Classics Live. You'll be standing up and cheering for the Elgar Serenade for Strings, Ennio Morricone's Gabriel's Oboe, and the mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. That is all on Classics Live, and it's tonight at 7 o'clock, right after All Things Considered on KPR. We'll wind up this hour music with something by Respighi, the first of his suites of Ancient Airs and Dances. These were done in the 20s and are inspired by music from the Renaissance. This is the first suite, Sir Neville Mariner and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra on KPR. That's Neville Mariner and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, the first of the suites of Ancient Airs and Dances by Adorino Respighi on Kansas Public Radio. We're just a minute before 11 o'clock. The news is next, and the classics continue in the 11 o'clock hour. Sunshine today, a slight chance of afternoon showers, only about 20%, highs in the low 90s. Showers are likely tonight in the KPR listening area. 90% chance of rain overnight. Tomorrow it will be cooler. The low 80s is forecast. Right now, 89 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. It's KPR.
The Paralympics are underway.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. right here at your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or simply tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Music for flute and piano by Aaron Copland is ahead, and it'll be hard to keep your toe from tapping at Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto in G. It's all ahead. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Libraries, a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
Live from NPR News, that 17 Palestinians were killed from various towns in the West Bank. The Israeli military says it is trying to root out militants from these towns, but Palestinians living there say they are trying to expel them from their homes. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow is up nearly 400 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the University of Kansas, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. It's 11:04. That is some lovely music by George Butterworth, The Banks of Green Willow, performed here on KPR by the English Sinfonia. Neville Dilks is the conductor. Hey, thanks for joining us Thursday morning here at Kansas Public Radio. Darryl Brogdon in for Cordelia Brown for the rest of this week. Hope you're having a great Thursday and that you'll stick around, because we're going to hear Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto in G. This is so much fun. And it's ahead in 15 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Next, music for flute and piano. In fact, a duo for those instruments by Aaron Copland. The flutist is Jeffrey Kaner, and Hugh Sung is at the piano, right here for you on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1971 by Aaron Copland, that's his duo for flute and piano, played on KPR by flutist Jeffrey Kaner and Hugh Sung at the piano. A little Ravel is next, and before the hour's up, the Slavonic March by Tchaikovsky. That's right before the news today. Well, Jeff Watson is bringing the energy today in the noon hour. The 12 o'clock hour begins with Dvorak's Festival March, followed by an electrifying Brazilian piano concerto, the second by Heitor Villa-Lobos. That and much more is on tap today from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson, your host, on Kansas Public Radio. Speaking of piano concertos, here's one now. It's by Maurice Ravel, his famous concerto in G major, composed in the late 1930s. Ravel once said that with this piece, he was not aiming to be profound, but simply to entertain in the manner of Mozart. Well, you be the judge. This is the Concerto in G, played by pianist Marta Argerich, with the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, and here on KPR. And there's the entertaining Maurice Ravel. That was his aim with the Piano Concerto in G, played here on Kansas Public Radio by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado and pianist Marta Argerich. That explosive last movement gets me every time. 12 minutes before 12, here at KPR. The news is ahead at 12:01. Jeff Watson's your host for the classics this afternoon from 12 to 3. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo, Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, we're at 92 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. That forecast says it'll be low to mid-90s today, but cooler tomorrow. We'll have a slight chance for showers this afternoon, good chance for rain and possibly some thunderstorms overnight. Tomorrow, much cooler with a high of 82 degrees. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. That's what they call a big finish. The Slavonic March. It's by Tchaikovsky, and we heard the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev, on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hope you'll stick around. Jeff Watson has the classics for you Thursday afternoon, right after a news update from National Public Radio. That forecast for the KPR listening area is interesting. It's going to be warm today, once again, with temperatures in low to mid-90s. However, we do have showers likely tonight with a chance of thunderstorms this evening. Low temperatures in the 60s, and then tomorrow, cloudy, maybe some rain in the morning, and then partly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers tomorrow. And not as warm. That's the big news. I guess I buried the lead there, didn't I? Humid tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. 92 degrees right here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Remember, if you hear something you enjoy on KPR, check out our online playlists. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and you can find out what's been played. You can also become a member at KPR online anytime. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on support.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. What if another January 6th happened, only this time with a split in military loyalty? That's the subject of a new documentary called War Game.
If we deny that it could happen again, guess what? We're unprepared for what could happen.
We'll talk with former Senator Heidi Heitkamp and other military and political leaders next time on The Middle.
The Middle is tonight at 8 o'clock, right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's that easy. Say, do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Here's a solution. Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up. Proceeds from its sale will fund our programming. It's what they call a heck of a deal. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. We're at a minute past 12 o'clock, and the news is next on KPR.
Live from